Hello from a very stateside Emily. You are listening to 5 Minute Friday from Hurdle. It feels great to be home. I had the most unbelievable time traveling from Singapore to Tokyo to Kyoto, which someone pointed out to me is Tokyo spelled differently. Just throwing that out there for anyone who's never thought of that before. Anyway, I had an amazing time, but it feels so good to be back. And it's comical because I am back for a good time, not a long time. And that I've got some more travel on deck starting this coming Wednesday. I am heading out to Los Angeles. Quick little event announcement. If you are in the LA area listening to this, I want to hang out with you and I want you to come to an awesome event I'm hosting alongside ASICS on Thursday evening. That is March 14th. It's at the Huntley in Santa Monica. I'm going to be sitting down with a few ASICS ambassadors and some experts that are behind a study that ASICS conducted. They're calling it Move Her Mind. And essentially, it showed a lot of ties, not so surprisingly, between movement and the benefits on mental health. So we'll be addressing women in sport, how we can all become more active, and having just a really down-to-earth and lovely discussion about the importance of moving our bodies. The link to register for this event is in the show notes. It is at 6:30 p.m. Again, that is next Thursday, March 14th. On that note, one other small item of housekeeping. I'm doing a talk live in New York this evening at Rafa in Soho. I'd love to see you there. Details on this are in the show notes. We're going to be having a little chat in honor of today's holiday, which is International Women's Day. So come hang. Would love to see you. For today's episode of 5 Minute Friday, I want to talk about recovery. I am 5 days post-marathon right now, and my main and only priority at the moment is doing what feels good for me and my body. It can be really frustrating when you accomplish a big goal, you have that huge celebratory moment, and then there's like this massive come down, right? And for me, there is so much strategy in figuring out what's right for me, my body, and my recovery strategy after a big event. Recovery is bigger than just giving my body a break. It's spending time with people that fill me up. It's doing things that make me happy. It's reflecting on my experience and processing my emotions and reflecting on what I want to do next. And that is a really important point that I want to make. It can feel really empty after you're done, after you get to that mountaintop, right? Not just within setting goals that have to do with physical performance, but heck, having a wedding or planning for any sort of a big event. We do all of this work gearing up to this one thing. And when that one thing is done, that inevitable empty feeling kind of creeps in. And so today I encourage you, regardless of what your mountaintop might be, ask yourself, what's next? We owe it to ourselves to use our time to the best of our ability. And right now I'm in the process of figuring that out. Rather than feeling a lull or getting what often many call the post-marathon blues, I look at this recovery period as an opportunity to ask myself, what is it that Emily wants and what is best for Emily? There's so much power in the reframe. And so I ask you this week, what is best for you? What is something that is on your radar that excites you? And if you can't think of something at the moment, now is as good of a time as any to put something on the horizon. And now, a listener question.
Hi, Emily. My question is, if you had to choose one common nutrition myth to just eradicate somehow, which myth would you choose and why? Thanks. Bye.
Oh, man. So many. But right now, top of mind for me is the idea that carbs are bad, especially after what I went through earlier this year, going on Whole30 while marathon training and realizing just how depleted I felt as the days went on, large in part because I didn't have the carbs that I needed. Yeah, that was a mess. We need carbohydrates, period. And it's sad, right? Because carbs get such a bad rap. According to the nutrition guidelines, I believe that most people should be getting about 45 to 65% of their total daily calories from carbohydrates. Now, that doesn't mean that I am recommending you eat a diet high in things like pasta and bread and candies and treats, but there is nothing wrong with occasionally integrating these things into the mix, period. I am someone that believes that you can do everything in moderation and, when possible, lean into complex carbs. I'm talking beans, legumes, fruit, veggies, whole grains. They're higher in fiber and starch, which means you'll feel fuller for longer. And I'm totally on team reach for fruit like an apple or a pear or some grapes to satisfy my sweet tooth lately. So yes, carbs are your friend. Period. Make sure you're following along over on social. It's at Hurdle Podcast. I am over at Emily Abadi. Another hurdle conquered. Catch you guys next time.